Let's go.
Welcome back to the Scary Cats Podcast. I'm your local Cary, Ohio horror host, Chris. Grab your popcorn and a blanket to hide under when the horrors of this show are too much to handle. This episode was recorded through a phone call, so the quality of it isn't the best, but next time we'll be in a better place with a better signal and everything will work out just fine. Thank you for listening.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Oh, wait, I should introduce this. Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know how to do this either, but I'm going off of vibes. Okay.
So today I have my guest, Emma, here to talk about the Speculation Map version 2 by HN Nightmares. We're going to just go through it and then talk about some ideas that we have for the houses and scare zones. So here's Emma.
Hey guys.
I will start off by going through the houses.
Okay.
One by one, and we can talk about it that way. So, House A is Stranger Things, which is a switch from it being the Mummy versus Wolfman in that position. And it is a switch from Fear Street to Stranger Things as the yearly Netflix property.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you had to rank Stranger Things, Fear Street, are you disappointed? Are you happy about this?
I'm gonna be real. I honestly feel neutral about it, and I say that I'm probably gonna get canceled over this. I still have not watched Fear Street. I know, very controversial of me. But I will say, after seeing the Stranger Things trailer, I'm very excited for it to make its return. But honestly, I think either way I would have been happy.
So, your homework for next time is to just watch Fear Street, because I'm hoping it gets back onto the map somehow.
Yeah.
I will go through the synopsis for season 4, just in case people are catching up on it. It's been 6 months since the Battle of Starcourt, which brings terror and destruction to Hawkins. Struggling with the aftermath, our group of friends are separated for the first time, and navigating the complexities of high school hasn't made things any easier. In this most vulnerable time, a new and horrifying supernatural threat surfaces, presenting a gruesome mystery that, if solved, might finally put an end to the horrors of the Upside Down. Now, every Stranger Things house is just a run-through of what's happening. Mm-hmm. So by the time Horror Nights is around, we'll be done with Stranger Things, right? It ends with season 4?
I need to look back on the Duffer Brothers statement from 2016, because if I remember correctly, I think they stated that they either wanted it to run for 4 seasons or 5 seasons, but they did make it very clear at the beginning that either this season or the next one would be it. There is no more after this, no spinoffs, no side quests, no nothing. Something another show that was at HHN for way too many years could have taken note of. Anyways.
Wait, I just realized season 5 was already announced for Stranger Things.
Okay, cool. So it was 5 seasons. I had a feeling it was.
Yeah. Because I remember they were splitting it up, and I didn't know if they were splitting up like season 4, like 5 and 5, but they're actually just doing another season.
Yeah, I think they did split. Actually, I need to look it up. I think it was
they split the season. It's May 27th, and then the last 4 episodes on July 1st.
Yes, I remember now.
So by the time Horror Nights comes around, we'll have the whole season 4. And I don't know what they could do. They could just go with the whole season 4. Or do what 2019 did, which was a little bit of season 1 and then splitting season 2 and 3 into the end.
I personally hope they don't do that, and the reason I say that is because that's basically what the first two houses were. And like, I wasn't really as impressed with 2019's as I was with the first one. Because I remember with 2019, I got to actually experience it in person. And my thoughts walking through it, except towards the end where we get to see the finale, my thoughts going throughout that entire house were just, this feels like walking through a slightly demented IKEA. So that's why I'm really hoping that when they do the season four house, they focus like just on season four. You know?
So for the Walking Dead houses, I have no idea what happened in them, but did they just focus on certain seasons, or were they, we want to make sure that everybody going through this has like an idea of what's going on in the story?
So yes and no. Basically, what they would do is every year that they had Walking Dead at the event, their Walking Dead house would cover whatever story arc was going on. So, like for instance, when the prison story arc was going on, the giant mega 5 minute house, or was it 10 minutes? I don't remember. Basically, the house that set the record for being the longest, that was set in the prison. And then I think there was one year where they had like scare zone, where each scare zone was based off of a story arc from Walking Dead. So basically, yes and no.
Now,
But
would
I
you
never.
prefer a house this year with season four? Or if they're only doing one more Stranger Things house, would you want it to be season four and five for whenever that comes out? I think that they would be scared to just do another, like, too many houses on the same property because of
Yeah,
how people felt with Walking Dead.
for
So
sure.
if we only did get one more house, would you want four or four and five?
Honestly, with judging by how absolutely spooky this season looks, if this were to be the house they stopped doing Stranger Things houses on, I think I'd be fine. But also at the same time, you know, unlike Walking Dead, which at the time that like Walking Dead kept showing up at the event over and over and over again, nobody thought that there was going to be an end in sight. That show only recently ended. I only just recently learned that it finally ended after all these years. But they're still keeping up with like the spin-offs and stuff. But besides that, honestly, I don't think this will be the last house. I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled up next year with a season five house. But judging off the trailer, if this were to be it, I think I'd be fine with it.
The way Stranger Things has been like releasing, I don't know if they're recording it all right now, so it would the next season would be ready for next year. But we did have a pretty big break between season three and four. So that's the only reason I'm wondering, like, would they want to keep doing it 5 seasons into the show?
Yeah. I personally don't see the harm in doing a season five house just because, like, you know, that's a guaranteed end. After that, you're done. You don't have to do it unless you wanted to do it just for funsies.
So, House B is Dead Man's Wharf, which is an old scare zone taking over the original name of Seaside Village from the first map.
Now that I am excited for. I am such a sucker for ocean-themed haunts. I think it's from growing up in a beach town, but I love ocean-themed haunts. I remember I was walking around Universal during the daytime and just seeing all the decorations going up for the scare zone, and I was so excited. I thought it was gorgeous.
I have only seen video of it, and it is something that I would have been in love with.
I
I
agree.
think, because I like most scare zones, but ones that have a vibe, like Lights, Camera, Action last year,
Oh my God, I
where it's
love
just like
action.
just watching things. If I didn't watch all the Crypt TV stuff, I probably would have just like walked through and be like, okay. Like, I'm not gonna people watch at this one. But I feel like any other one that has like a vibe, I don't know. I just
No, I get that.
would have
Action.
loved to have been here.
Action was like my favorite people watching zone.
There's just so many stories going on that it's so much fun to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Where with Crypt TV, unless you were just standing in front of the thing, just getting your picture or something, it felt a lot different.
I feel bad for Crypt TV because that zone shot to near the bottom of my list, but it was for a reason that wasn't their fault. The scare actors in that zone were great. I loved the actors' energy. I just loved everyone in that zone. I love their energy. However, the bottlenecking was so bad that it was to the point where if my path required me to go through, if the closest path for me required me to go through that zone, I would specifically go the long way just so I didn't have to walk through it. I hated the bottlenecking. Same with Gorewood. I could not deal with Gorewood's bottlenecking.
For some reason, I felt like Gorewood was you actually got to experience things. But
Gorewood
for Crypt
goes
TV, you
so.
just had to like stand in front of the thing and just watch it. Because if you're walking through, then there's a group on one side, watch the shows on that side. And then you had the other side with a line of people watching that. So if you go through, you basically miss everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, Dead Man's Wharf was a scare zone in. Sorry.
Are you
Dead
okay?
Man's Wharf was a scare zone for Halloween Horror Nights 26. It was inside the scare zone where the ghost of dead sailors that would try and scare you in San Francisco. On a little historical marker at the entrance of the scare zone, it says, on October 30th, 1931, the fishing vessel Annabelle Lee, captained by Arthur Wilson, left this harbor and would never return. That evening, a thick fog blanketed the area, preventing any attempt at search and rescue. Once the weather cleared, a search yielded no results. Certain that the vessel and her crew were lost forever, the town decided to leave the wharf empty as a memorial. As years passed, the dock gained the nickname Dead Man's Wharf.
Ooh.
So,
So I wonder if the house is gonna be us walking through the docks, which I wouldn't complain about that because as a set construction nerd, that's gonna be gorgeous.
just thinking about things like SS Titanic and everything, one of the most exciting things for me. Of course, I loved Depths of Fear. It had that feeling. It was like claustrophobic and scary to go through this thing with the noises and the lights and everything.
Oh yeah.
So this feels like a little bit slower, but still as much fun to just be in that kind of area.
Oh yeah. I have a good feeling about that one. I have a good feeling it's gonna be a fan favorite this year.
And then we're moving on to something that doesn't sound like a fan favorite. House C is titled Bug House for now.
Honestly, I've seen the opposite reaction because I'm in a couple of like HHN community servers on Discord, and literally all anyone talks about is the bug house. That's it. It's
So I'm
like,
on one of those Discords and I see the bug house love, but when I go on
yeah.
Twitter, everybody is just like, I'm scared of bugs. Like, this is the one house I probably will just skip, depending on what it is.
I feel very neutral on the bug house. If I were in charge of the event, I personally don't think I would have done that. I don't know why. It just feels like a very, I don't know how to put this, I guess, tacky theme to me. Probably gonna get jumped on for that. Oh well, it is what it is. But yeah, it's like, I don't know, but I don't want to judge it too quick because honestly, the thing about HHN is that like, you never know what's going to actually be your favorite until you get there. Because I didn't think that Haxton was going to be my favorite. And now look at me. It's my personality trait. But yeah, Bug House, I don't know. It could go either way. We'll have to see.
How do you feel about bugs?
I'm kind of neutral. As a Central Florida resident, they're more of like a minor inconvenience to me than anything. That's my
I'm
feelings.
from Illinois, from the suburbs, so I don't really deal with bugs besides mosquitoes. But when I did live in Vegas, there's black widows in like every bush if you go on a
Oh
walk at
God.
night. And then you would just see cockroaches. I don't. They're probably like beetles or something because they can fly.
Yeah,
And they
probably.
would like chase you around, like if you're walking. So it was just. I'm scared of bugs. I will run away from a bug, but I feel like I'd be fine in this house.
Yeah, me too.
I don't really get that feeling when they do the when they used to do the thing on Shrek with the spiders and everything. So
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I can do it. Do you have anything else to say on the bug house?
Honestly, not really.
Okay, so we can move on to House D, which is Universal Monsters, The Mummy versus the Wolfman.
I'm so excited. I will say I'm a little surprised that we're jumping from Bride of Frankenstein and suddenly jumping to like Wolfman. But like I'm not complaining. I just love Universal Monsters. I love anything that they do with it. I already know it's going to be in my top three.
Did you ever see the Wolfman versus, wait, was it Wolfman versus Frankenstein from Hollywood?
No, I honestly didn't really start paying attention to Hollywood until 2020.
I always paid attention to what houses they were doing because I was like, well, I'd rather go to Orlando just because they have more. And that's where I grew up going. But when they did that, this was before all of the we got Universal Monsters in 2019 and then Bride last year. So me being a Universal Monsters fan, I considered going all the way over there just for that house. But I have no idea what goes on in it. So I have no idea why Wolfman would be in any position to be in a Bavarian village fighting Frankenstein's monster. And now I have no idea how Wolfman and the mummy are going to get together.
I can't either. The only thing I could think of, this is such a reach. The only thing I could think of is maybe the mummy ride opening up, but once again, that makes literally no sense. But that's like the closest thing to a theory I could think of right now.
The only theory I had was this was me hoping for a Bride House, a sequel to Bride of Frankenstein Lives. I was hoping Dracula would get Wolfman and Mummy, like try to gather up some people to take down the Bride and Frankenstein, and then they just end up fighting.
Ooh, I do like that theory a lot.
It's the only reason I would imagine. And this was just after seeing the I don't know if you saw the Fortnite Universal Monsters crossover. They did like the little video.
Yeah.
So when they all get together, I was like, well, maybe Dracula just does this to get revenge on the bride.
I could see it. In my opinion, I feel like this. Okay. This time, I'm going to force myself to hold my phone in my hands. I kind of forget that I talk with my hands a lot, which means I forgot to keep my phone from going to sleep.
That's fine.
Anyways, so I don't know where I got cut off yet, but basically, in my opinion, when it comes to this house, I don't want to get attached to too many theories yet, and my only reason for doing this is just because of the fact that it's just like the bug house where there's not enough information on it and it's way too big.
So they moved it from House A to House D. So House A was. I'm forgetting what it was. Oh, it was Bride last year, right? And then House D was Icons.
Yes.
I don't know what the size difference is, but did they go with that one to give it less space or more space?
I'm not sure. Honestly, I think that's probably exactly what was going on because I remember going through the space that Icons was in last year. I think it is. I think they're about roughly the same size, but it's just like Icon the warehouse that Icons and Tooth Fairy was in was kind of more smushed together because if you went into Tooth Fairy, you could very clearly hear the facade music from next door.
Yeah.
So I think with how massive Stranger Things is going to be this year, because judging by the trailer, I can already tell it's going to be one of those things that everyone talks about for months on end. I think it's going to be, I think they put it in that space because they wanted to give it basically its own dedicated space. Because I
Yeah, that
remember
makes
despite
sense.
the, yeah, because I remember despite the fact that Brian Frankenstein and Texas Chainsaw were close together, you couldn't really hear anything from Texas Chainsaw.
Anything else on Mummy versus Wolfman?
Not that I can think of.
All right, we can go on to House E, El Chupacabra. I have no idea what this is going to be.
I honestly don't either. I have absolutely no thoughts on it.
If I'm thinking back on the stories I was told as a kid, I honestly don't know what Scarecrow the Reaping was like inside, but I know that they made all that corn and everything. And with El Chupacabra, I'm assuming that it'd be like a farm story. So it'd be that kind of thing, which is great because Wicked Growth was amazing last year. But besides that, I don't know what kind of house it could be. I don't
Yeah.
know what it could be compared to. So hopefully it's something that just
I either.
blows our
Honestly,
mind.
that kind of excites me. I'm okay with coming in not knowing anything. It's nice to have a few surprises.
So I'm gonna move on to House F, which is The Horrors of Blumhouse, The Black Phone, and Freaky.
No.
I think that's everybody's reaction.
That's all I have to say is no. I straight
Think.
up, I've been telling my roommates, guys, I know I need to pursue my career, but if I get put in that house, I don't think I could go forward with the season. For legal reasons, that's a joke, by the way.
Just is such a weird thing.
I know. And then what really depresses me is that unfortunately, as much as me and literally everyone else in the community does not want that house here, I have a terrible feeling it will show up. I don't have any evidence to back it up other than the fact that, like, unfortunately, I think Orlando and Blumhouse do have a pretty good relationship.
And these are both Universal
Yep.
Pictures.
And not to mention, they're like fairly recent movies that are somewhat getting traction. I know Freaky's getting a little bit of traction recently, but like not house-worthy traction. But yeah, basically my feelings on it are I really do not want it there, but I have a feeling it's probably going to show up, unfortunately, and I don't want it there.
For some reason, I have the opposite feeling. Even though I do love Freaky
Yeah.
and the Black Phone looks good, I just feel like they're putting too much of a risk
Yeah.
on
I
these
don't.
two movies. Being put together doesn't even make sense.
I know.
One seems like a really anxiety-driven horror movie, and the other one is a horror comedy.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm personally hoping that if that is real, I'm really hoping that we will basically have a repeat of what happened with the first Sonic movie, where they will see how much we hate it.
What if they see how much we hate it, but they only see that we don't like the two movies they chose, and they switch it around to put other Blumhouse movies in?
Oh dear God, don't speak that into existence.
There's no other Blumhouse movies that you would prefer to see in it?
The only Blumhouse movie I would be okay with showing up would be the first Hal the Halloween 2018 reboot. But that's it.
I've never been through a Purge house. I've
I
seen
don't want
videos of
to.
it, and it looked fine, but knowing that the Purge house was a reskin of what was supposed to be Scream,
It
I
just
could never
hurts.
look at it the same way.
It hurts.
So I'm hoping that because they took Blumhouse and put it over Scream, that Scream is somehow able to take over Blumhouse.
We can only dream.
That'd be the only thing
As
about this.
much as I want Scream to come to the Orlando event, I have a feeling that after what happened the first time, it will never happen.
Isn't Scream owned by a new company now? Isn't it owned by Paramount?
So sort of. So the character Ghostface is owned by a new company. As for the rights to the actual films, I'm a little out of touch on those. I think it could be that. I'm not sure though.
Well, we can only hope they do the Dead by Daylight thing and just give us Ghost Space
Oh yeah, for sure.
in any way they can. I was gonna talk about the Black Phone and Freaky, but I don't really want to. Freaky's
Don't
good. The Black Phone looks like it's gonna be good, but besides that.
I liked Freaky. Freaky was cute.
So I am going to move on to House G, Underground Creatures.
Okay. It's in the same boat as all the other originals except for Dead Man's Wharf for me, which is, I don't really have enough information to go off about it, but like just from the name alone, I dig the vibe.
So when I first saw this, I thought it was a movie, Chud, Cannibalistic Humanoid Underground Dwellers. I still haven't seen the movie, but there's something about this movie that I love just because it's
Yeah.
such a crazy idea. I have the synopsis right here. Photographer George Cooper is documenting the lives of subterranean homeless people, a population that has mysteriously dwindled. After receiving information from a reporter, George becomes aware of a conspiracy theory about cannibalistic monsters lurking in the sewers. He teams up with the reporter, a policeman, and a priest to fight two battles, one against the cannibals and the other against a corrupt government official.
I dig that.
I had always seen the art for it, and I have watched a lot of The Simpsons. I haven't seen the whole show, but for some reason, there's so many references in The Simpsons that I can't. I've always had this movie in my life without ever seeing the movie.
Yeah. I get that. That's really interesting.
So, from a couple episodes of The Simpsons, season 9, they have Homer going to New York, talking about the first time he visited, and Marge says, "Of course, you'll have a bad impression of New York if you only focus on the pimps and Chud." There's an episode in season 11 where Homer attempts to commit suicide by grabbing onto Otto's bungee cord. The pair end up plummeting down a manhole, passing by a group of Morlocks, Chuds, and mole people, and then of course, like it shows up in the little theater marquee. It shows up in VHS copies. But it's always been in my life. So I don't really have anything else to say about it. I'm gonna watch
I
the
do not
movie.
either.
It looks like a really interesting movie. Like very campy and silly.
I dig that.
So that is my homework for next time. And I'm hoping that this Underground Creatures. I'm hoping all the originals stay. I'm always a bigger fan of originals than IP, even though I do love the IP. I want a story that they will do and then continue, just like the next one on this map, which is The Wicked Growth 2.
Woohoo! I'm so excited for that one. If it stays.
So, what happens in Wicked Growth? How do we get out of that house and then get back into it for Wicked Growth 2? Do you remember?
Not really. I have the memory of a goldfish.
All I remember is the Pumpkin Lord being the last thing you see.
Yeah.
But I do have the synopsis for the house. There's no breaking free from the vines of the Pumpkin Lord, here to entrap you in his ever-growing evil. An evil rot has taken root in the land. It's time once again for the rise of the Pumpkin Lord, who grows Halloween like a malignant vine. His minions are scouring the countryside, collecting unwilling sacrifices in order to summon the Pumpkin Lord. The closer to Halloween, the more people practice the traditions. the greater the powers of the pumpkin lord grow. As the pumpkins grow ever bigger, your fear grows ever greater, odds of escape grow smaller. From the cemetery to the forest, there's no breaking free from the tenacious vines of the merciless pumpkin lord.
Interesting. So I wonder if the next house is going to feature us, if there is a next house. I try not to get too attached to originals, because I know that when it comes to these spec maps, they get snatched back up so quickly. I'm wondering if, like, this house would cover us, like, trying to escape being sacrifices, maybe? I can see that.
I only hope it has the same vibe of it, and it understood that we want, like, the house. Like, all the settings don't have to be the same. It doesn't have to be, like, a retread of the old house, but everybody talks about the vibes of that house and how it just felt so Halloween. So I hope that they continue with that, because I don't really see them making a house. I know it ends with the pumpkin lord in the first one, but I don't see them just making it like a pumpkin hell or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, especially this year, I have a really good feeling about the originals. But maybe it's just because there's IP that I feel like they could replace easily if they end up getting something that they want more.
I personally think that this might be an originals, a more originals heavy year. And I say that because, you know, it's 31, it's a Halloween year. How could they not?
Oh yeah, that does make sense. I haven't even thought about that. So
yeah.
Do you think they probably are going to go with the next house, which is Halloween?
Honestly, with the new movie coming out, I don't see why they wouldn't.
Did you see Halloween Kills?
Yeah, I did.
Are you excited for Halloween Ends?
I'm kind of neutral on it, because I have to remind myself that in most trilogies, keep in mind I say most, in most trilogies, typically either the second or the third movie, or whatever the second to last movie is always going to be a little iffy, because they need to add in, like, fluff for the big finale. So I'm hoping maybe this one will be better, but we'll see.
So for this house, are you hoping for the 2018 one, or are you hoping for parts of the trilogy?
You
the
know,
best kills and everything.
I don't know. I personally think that with it being a Halloween year, I wouldn't mind it either being based on the first movie, or, like you said, a compilation of basically a Best Kills compilation in honor of the new movie.
I know people didn't really like Halloween Kills, but it did have some really fun kills.
Oh, yeah. I personally hated Halloween Kills a lot and was really glad that I didn't have to pay money to see it. But I will give it credit for creative kills.
I was such a big fan of the first one that I went to the theater.
I know. We almost went to the theater, and I'm so glad we didn't. I am so glad we streamed it. I was so hyped up for this movie, because I got shown the 2018 one, and I was like, this is actually really good. I'm really excited. And I was so disappointed.
I had a lot of fun with the aesthetic of it.
Yeah.
And the fact that they chose to put in the Season of the Witch mass and everything. I thought it was fun in honoring the old movies without bringing them up.
Right.
But I was disappointed in a lot of things with that movie, and I'm hoping I'm just gonna clear my mind of the movie and just go into the third one expecting the best Halloween movie.
You were saying about the Halloween 4?
So people, I didn't hear the best reviews for Halloween 4 in 2018, because people were tired of just Michael jumping out at them, and hearing that the last scene was just a bunch of Michaels over and over again. I feel like that's how Texas Chainsaw was last year, though, right?
Like, it basically was. It basically was. But they pulled it off in a way that made sense.
But I'm hoping that this one, if they do decide to do it, they can just take everything from the last three movies and give us the scariest
Yeah,
stuff.
I wouldn't mind a compilation house.
Especially for this year. Because you're right, it is the 31st. It wouldn't really make sense to just do it for the one last house or the last movie.
Especially because
So.
that movie is supposed to come out right during the peak of the event. So it like wouldn't make a whole lot of sense to just focus on that movie because then people are going to be confused.
When did season three of Stranger Things come out?
I
Wasn't there
believe
something? Oh, that was in.
it was 2019. No, wait.
Yeah, it's
Yes.
2019.
2019. Because we had that house that year had the mix of season two and three.
Oh yeah. For some reason, I remember the talk of that year being it can't be Stranger Things just because they wouldn't have enough time with the season coming out so late.
Oh, but they did it.
They did it. So even if this movie is coming out right in the middle of the event, they probably would get some insight on what's happening, maybe be shown some clips, and they'd be able to make the house that way.
The devil works hard, but the HHNIP team works harder.
They do. So House J is the weekend, and I think there was something different about. Oh yeah. So on the first map, House J was the weekend, and that was in the spot where House E is this year, or this map. So it got moved to a new location. It got moved to the Beetlejuice house from last year.
Interesting. Me and my roommate have been like been binge watching his videos a whole bunch and like binging the music. Honestly, even though I don't know what to expect, I'm so excited for that house. I love musician houses so much. Rest in peace, Billie Eilish house. But I'm so excited for this weekend house. I think it's going to be really good. I think it's going to be the neat, spooky neon vibes that 29 had. And yeah, I'm just excited.
I have not listened to Dawn FM yet. I've been waiting for the vinyl.
That's fair. I just haven't had the time to binge listen to that album yet. I only just recently listened to Ice Nine Kills' Welcome to Horrorwood. That's how far behind I am.
We don't really have any ideas on what the weekend house could be. It could be just, I guess, like the scare zone from Rob Zombie, where it's just his most famous characters and scenes from those
Yeah.
things. But
I
it
wouldn't
could
mind
also
that.
just be his idea for, I mean, obviously he has some horror ideas with all of his music
Yeah.
videos, so it
I
could
think it
just be
was.
whatever idea he makes up.
Yeah. I don't remember who said it. I think it was either he confirmed it or somebody else confirmed it that After Hours or Dawn FM or both of them were supposed to be horror-based albums. So I wonder if it's going to be like the same case as the Billie Eilish house was supposed to be, where it focuses on a concept from an album.
So this house, I'm basically assuming it's confirmed if he keeps bringing it up.
With how that man is going off on Twitter right now, it's basically confirmed.
There's no way that he would be joking about this.
I know
Just
his,
because it
I
wouldn't make
know.
any sense. It'd just be like, why would he do
Yeah.
that?
And also, like, with how serious he seems to be joking about it, like, with how often he jokes about it, it's like, bud, you're joking a little too much, buddy. You got something you want to tell us?
So if that is the
Also,
first thing that's confirmed, it makes complete sense because he obviously wants to talk about it.
yeah.
What were you saying?
Honestly, I know that his legal team and the HHN legal team are just sweating right now with how much he goes off on Twitter.
I think people just have to keep adding him, talking about how scary his videos are, and he's gonna be proud of it and just be like, yeah. Just
Yeah.
wait to see what I make up for Horror Nights.
And I love that for him.
I do. So, with that, we're down to scare zones. And the only thing on this map is Scarecrow. And that
Interesting.
is.
See, this is how I can tell I nearly failed reading comprehension because I didn't even notice that.
I didn't notice it for like a day. And then I finally saw people talking about it, and I was like, oh.
I personally, when it comes to spec maps, I kind of glance over the scare zone area, and the only reason I do that is just because of the fact that, like, typically they don't really do scare zone speculation until, like, closer to the start of the run. And that's just because we don't really get a lot of information on scare zones. They're kind of thrown together last minute.
Yeah. So this is in Central Park.
Okay, I can see it.
And from what I heard about Scarecrow the Reaping, they planted a bunch of corn stalks and everything. So I'm only assuming that this is another, what would I compare it to? Would it be considered more like Twisted Traditions or Trick or Treat in that area?
Could be more like both, maybe.
Because I know Trick or Treat had the houses, and
Yeah.
Twisted Traditions was just Halloween themed.
Honestly, I feel like in that case, it could very much be like similar to both.
I'm hoping they have enough space, or they try to give us more space, and
I
they can
agree.
put some of the scares, like, what was there? Vikings Undead from 2019. We had more space because they put everything on the other side of the fences.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping for that, just so we get more set decoration and everything, instead of just the little canopy thingies where the knuckle somethings
The
came out
knuckle
of.
grunts, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the last scare zone, or only scare zone that they have on that. So I wanted to ask you, what is your rankings in how excited you are for each of these houses?
All right, so I guess I will start from least excited to most, basically going from bottom to top. So, at number 10, I have Blumhouse for obvious reasons. I feel like I don't need to explain that one.
We have Universal Creative listening right now, and they're like, Emma doesn't like it, we're gonna take it off.
Did it, guys. I saved the event. You're welcome. I think I'm trying to remember. I can't click out to look at the picture of my list, otherwise I'm gonna accidentally cancel the recording again.
Oh, I can check it for you.
Honestly, I would appreciate that so much. I think in
So.
number 9, I said, wait, are you doing your 10 next?
Yeah, I can do that. My 10
We'll do it
is
zipper style.
Blumhouse as well.
Insert
Do you remember
handshaking
what
here.
your do you remember what your number 9 is?
I think I put El Chupacabra just because of how neutral I felt on it.
So you put Bug House.
Oh, like that's right. I did put Bug House, and I only put it there because like people are hyping it up, and I'm just like, I don't get it, but I'm excited for you guys anyway.
So your 9 and 8 were Bug House and Chupacabra. My 9
Yes.
and 8 are Halloween and The Weeknd. I
Really? Oh,
only
yeah, sorry.
have them that low because I love Original Houses so much
That's
that
right, you
there's
did say
nowhere
that.
they could go.
Yeah.
So your number 7 is Underground Creatures.
Yes. I put that there because it's pretty much in the same boat as all the originals. I don't really have enough information to go off of it, but just from name alone, I dig the vibe.
My number 7 is Bug House. My number 6 is Underground Creatures. And your number 6 is Halloween.
Yeah. It's there because it's like, I think it'd be cute if they put it there for the Halloween year this year. But also, like, this is probably another controversial opinion of mine that's probably gonna get me canceled. I kind of feel very meh about the Halloween movies.
I love Halloween 1, of course. And two, just because I would watch Halloween on Halloween, and then November 1st, I would wake up and watch Halloween two.
It's like, I don't hate them. I don't hate them at all. I think they're great movies. But I also wouldn't reach for them first if I were having a movie night, you know?
Yeah. Well, Halloween is a great movie night movie.
It's
Yeah.
just
something you throw on. Everybody's seen it, and you can just
It's a
hang
background noise
out.
movie.
Yeah. Your number five is Dead Man's Wharf.
Yes. Very excited.
My number five is Chupacabra. Really hoping for something really scary. Just give us something scary. It's a creature that could suck our blood out, so don't hold back on that one. Keeps mystifying like stories to scare the kids.
A little trauma.
So your number four is The Weeknd.
Yes.
You have that one higher up than I would think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, even though his music isn't like my style personally, it does still slap. And even though I'm not really sure how they're gonna go about the house, I'm excited to see what comes out of it regardless. I really hope it's similar to the Billie Eilish house, where it's like a horror concept from the artist, but only time will tell.
So there were pictures of some of the Billie Eilish stuff, right?
Yes, they just made me more sad that it won't happen.
Yeah. So I'm hoping, I mean, I think that'd be the saddest one to lose just because it's basically confirmed.
I know.
So if we lost that one, I would just be like, you gave me so much excitement over the
And
last
for
couple
what?
weeks. And you're just gonna take it away from me?
Exactly.
So your number three is Mummy versus Wolfman.
Yep, I am a huge Universal Monsters fan. Like I said, when I was talking about the house, I'm a huge Universal Monsters fan. I loved going through the house back in 2019. I adored Bride in both 2020 and 21, even though I didn't get to experience the 2020 version. I love her so much as a character. She's basically my personality trait. So even though I am a little confused as to why we're jumping creatures all of a sudden, with like no transition, I am very excited to see how they present these creatures.
They've been doing so many crazy things with the monsters recently. They
I
have,
know. They have the
what is it,
store.
the Transformers? The Transformers Universal Monster crossover. They have the Fortnite Universal Monster crossover. They have the store and the Mummy store right now.
They have the really cute Pop Funko pins.
And I hope that they truly realize how much we love Universal Monsters. I know they're doing the land at Epic Universe, but I
Yeah.
don't want them to stop with these houses just because the
I don't
story
either.
from Bride was so, it was so great. That's a
It
movie premise
was.
right there.
I really hope they make a movie out of it.
So yeah, I hope that Universal truly understands how important these houses are to getting new fans and then making all of us happy that we're getting Universal Monster stuff in 2022.
Yes.
So your number two is Wicked Girls 2.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, no. It's Stranger Things. Sorry, I saw
Oops.
the two. I got confused.
It's okay. I honestly, you could have told me that and I would have believed you. Yeah, Stranger Things, I'm pretty excited for, and I say that because it's like, yeah, I'm just excited for it. The trailers look really good. I'm trying to remember my exact reasoning for putting it at number two instead of one. I think it was just because, like, we've already seen Stranger Things a bunch of times, and the thought.
Everything they're saying about this season of it being like the kids grew up, this is a horror movie now.
Did you see what they did recently?
I did not.
So I saw a tweet recently where somebody pointed out, did y'all notice that they changed the rating from TV-14 to TVMA?
Oh yeah, and they did them, they said that every episode's gonna be an over an hour long.
Yeah.
They're doing short horror movies every episode. And I just, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, they had a Far Cry 6 Stranger Things crossover.
I heard
So there
about
was a
that.
mission, and I downloaded the game. It was like, it downloaded for like 3 hours, and I have really fast internet, so I don't know what was up with it.
Ooh.
I downloaded it just for that one mission. I had to play the game for like 2 days before I got to the mission. But once I
Oh
got
my
it, it
God.
was so much fun. Like, it really. I don't know if you've read any of the comics or know any of, like, the background on any of the other characters.
I haven't. In Far Cry or in
There's
Stranger Things?
in Stranger Things.
No, I haven't gotten to that yet.
There's a telekinetic patient. I think they're six, and in the comic book, they're a child. And in Far Cry 6, you get them as like an older person.
That's cool.
So after reading the comic book like a couple months ago, and then seeing everything that they're doing with the show, and then getting this crossover, it was a lot of fun to be in that world. You don't get
For
to be in
sure.
Hawkins, but you do get to go to the Upside Down and experience all of those things.
Yeah.
So I'm also going to say my three and two just because I forgot. My
Oops.
three is Dead Man's Wharf, and my two is Mummy versus Wolfman. And
Yeah.
now your one, which we all know it was spoiled, is Wicked Growth 2.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't think they would, as I don't know. I try not to be too negative, but it's like a sequel to a house just after it came out feels like a bit of a stretch, because typically if they do house sequels, they like, they like space it out a bit,
Yeah.
But if this is true, I am excited. Wicked Growth was one of my favorites last year. It was aesthetically pleasing. It was scary every single time I went through it. That guy at the front who like pops out through the fence when you first walk in, he got me every single time. I knew he was there, but he would still get me every single time because it's like you would walk in, you would like see the cute little like wooden entrance at the front, and you think, okay, that's the real star of the house. No, we're starting now. Surprise.
So there were so many things from Wicked Growth where I was catching it and my girlfriend wasn't. She's 2 inches taller than me, and you'd think that's like nothing. But she just had all the scares that were up top, and she kept missing the one who came from the bottom. And that was the scariest one
Oh, I didn't
because
know there was one that came from the bottom.
you would forget that there was like the when you're walking through the house. I think that's where it was. There was a
Yeah.
cabinet thing, and they were able to just like swipe from the bottom. It was like half a
Didn't notice
body, so they
that.
kept doing it to me, and she kept missing it because she was looking at something else. And it was crazy. I love that house so much.
I do too.
It is also my number one house that I'm excited for. But yeah, I could talk about Wicked Growth forever, but I also wanted to ask you, what are some scare zones that you would like to see?
So, I am very sad to see that. I mean, I had a feeling it was going to happen, but I am very sad to see that they took my beloved Last of Us off of the map. So, if I could get a scare zone, if I can't get a house, I would love to see a scare zone of Last of Us. The clickers are absolutely scare zone material. There's so many scenes from the game that you could absolutely translate into a scare zone. Like not the hotel, that's house material. I'm getting mixed up with my house ideas again. But yeah, there's just so much scare zone material in that game.
If you were to put The Last of Us in a scare zone area, where would you put it?
New York.
New York.
New York.
So it would just be that strip from
If I could, I would also expand it into Sting Alley. No breaks. Because, like, it's a little alleyways. Like, it's a little. I'm trying to think of where it is. It's the one next to the Kitty Cat Club.
Yeah.
I would expand it into there too. No break. Because that's, like, a place where, like, people will go to, like, take a break. Nuh-uh, boo-boo. No breaks this year.
There was that year with Walking Dead taking over, like the roaming zombies,
Yeah.
the roaming horde. So I think it'd be perfect if they were just like, you don't get a little break from New York to the Transformers ride, you get like
You get
more.
all of it. Yeah.
Yeah, so Sting Alley would be perfect.
Another one I would want, similar to like I think, honestly, this is kind of going hand in hand with the zombies thing. I wouldn't mind seeing Shaun of the Dead.
You sent me a little list, so I have your list. I saw that and I was like, that is perfect. But what would you do? Because I have so much love for that movie and I've seen it so many times that there's moments that are very recognizable. But how would you do that in a theme park setting and where would you put it?
So I think if I could do design it, I would make it like based off of like them running throughout like either the suburbs or the city, maybe the city, and make it what set in Hollywood, because since that has a lot of like streets that are easy to recreate iconic scenes on, that would be a good spot for it. I could also see New York, but I kind of feel like it's too big for Shaun of the Dead, if that makes sense.
Yeah. There's so much space in Hollywood.
Yes.
So that really does make sense. But I'm also wondering, would it be just taking in the area, like the vibe of Hollywood with all of the stores and everything? Or would
Yeah.
they
Yeah, that's it. I think it's like with all the stores that are in Hollywood, it would work.
just trying to think of how this would work, especially with all the other things that we've seen there. Like, I've gone through Vanity Ball and Lights, Camera, Action. What would be in the middle?
Honestly, okay, so I think this is a bit of a stretch. I think it would be really cute if like there could be like a tiny thing that's supposed to look like they're in the pub hiding from all the stuff.
So, like the little show from Zombieland 2 with the,
Yeah. I think that would be really cute if they had like a little like show or maybe like a little bit where you walk by and you can hear them like talking about how, oh, it'll all be okay. We just gotta sit here and have a pint until this whole thing blows over.
I'm
It's
just.
not a very solid idea, but I just want it there somehow.
Do you remember any of the other things on your list?
Trying to think. I'll let you go ahead and state some of yours while I try and remember.
So, my dream scare zone, I think the one that I would put above everything would be Rip from the Silver Screen. Just because we could have another icon, and there's so many possibilities, there's so many slashers and horror characters they could throw in there. They've done it before, so we could have Ghostface, of course, and you wouldn't even need the background to the characters. And I think that's perfect for Hollywood with all the
Absolutely.
space. Obviously, they'd have to be careful, but
They could do it.
they would have the space to. I don't know if there's like a limit on how fast these characters can move.
I
Because
mean,
I know they can't.
Eddie had no problem darting back and forth across the stage last year.
But
He was
that's
near
without any
impossible.
people walking around. So what I would want is them to have the ability to go a little bit faster and be able to hide and stuff. But that is my dream scare zone, something like
Yeah.
that.
I just now remembered one of mine. So it would be for Central Park. A suit. I wanted this for the 2020 event, given that that was the year the show was ending, but I want a supernatural end of the road commemorative scare zone, where it's basically a compilation zone where it features like the best of creatures from back when the show did Monster of the Week and wasn't focused on repeating the same storyline over and over again. But like given that most of the early seasons were like set like out in rural areas, I think Central Park would be perfect for that zone. Also, I want to be able to take pictures with the Impala.
They have so many recognizable characters. I only watched until season 8, I think.
That's completely fair. You honestly went further than I would have if I were doing a rewatch.
But I did love a lot of the early monsters. The main one I'm remembering is the teddy bear. And I can easily see how they could recreate that costume and have a character. Would you design it to be more of a scare or like Crypt TV picture area?
I'd say a little bit of both, because Central Park has a lot of potential for being able to hide scares easily, so that way they're more likely to get people. So I think it could be a good combination of both a photo op zone and a scare, like an actual scare zone.
So my next dream scare zone is something that I don't think could ever happen, but Treehouse of Horror in Krusty Land.
Yeah.
Just having the characters, all the
I'm not a
iconic
Sim
characters they have.
I'm not a
Mr.
Simpsons
Burns as
fan.
Dracula and everything.
I'm not a Simpsons fan, but honestly, if they had lost the rights, I absolutely wish that could happen.
They have never really dressed them up even before everything, right? They've only had.
I think from the beginning, the rule was no. Well, actually, yeah, I think before they got acquired, I think they had like roaming actors in Krusty Land, but they never did full on scare zones. But I think now with Disney owning Simpsons, they can't do anything there. That's why last year there was no chainsaw drill team in that area.
Well, that is the saddest part about all of it. They do so much with The Simpsons. I'm only really a fan of The Simpsons because of Treehouse of Horror.
Yeah.
I've gone back and watched all the theme park episodes and everything, so I do have like a really big connection with it just from being a child and watching all of it. But I think there's just so much potential. They have so many recognizable horror characters. And it's not even like crazy design or anything. It's just the characters that they already have with different outfits. And it would be perfect. But, you know, we can't really have that now that they're owned by Disney.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Do you remember any of your scare zones?
I feel like if I go through my entire list, I know I made a really long scare zone list, and I don't want to make this episode like 5 hours long. So I will let you pick one off my list for me, and I'll explain it.
I think the interesting one for me is Dead by Daylight, just because I know a little bit
Yeah.
about the games, but I've only
Yeah.
played a little bit.
Okay. So that's kind of in the same boat for me as like your Simpsons zone is. I'm not an actual fan of the thing because I've never played it before, but I would love to see it there because I know it would make a lot of people really happy.
They have almost every horror character.
Exactly. And honestly, if I were to put it anywhere, I feel like I could see it probably going up front and center, the first zone when you walk in.
I've always heard that zone called Star Plaza, but I don't know.
I don't actually know what that area is actually called. Someone please tell me, but I personally call it up front and center.
So that one
That's
feels
actually
more of a scare zone, but I can see it being too many characters, like too many popular characters for it to be
Yeah.
a
It
scare
could
zone.
I could see them maybe doing what they did with 30 Years, 30 Fears last year. Which was where the different casts were different characters.
So it would be more of a, especially in that area, just because it's the entrance, it'd be more of
Yes.
a photo area,
Yes.
which would still be great, but it would be really nice to have. Even a bunch of their original characters are so well designed. I think we were spoiled by Lights, Camera, Action because
We
we got
absolutely
so many
were.
characters. So I am also going to skip through a couple of my scare zone ideas, and I think my craziest one would be with Halloween Horror Nights 29. It was like 80s themed mostly. So we had a lot of synth music. And I've always loved synth music. And there's an album by Kavinsky called Outrun. And I think it would be perfect. There aren't that many recognizable characters. There's somebody like a dead teenager called the Dead Cruiser. But he has a very recognizable style just because of the music videos. And there's a car. which of course New York is the perfect place for. And it would just feel like a party. So I've always loved that album. I think it came out in 2012 or 2014. And they have a remix of one of the songs with The Weeknd in it. And
Oh,
that's
that's
the
really
first
cool.
Weeknd song I ever heard. And I
Interesting.
didn't listen to it for a little bit, but once I listened to it, I was like, The Weeknd is great. Like, this is a great song. And I'm glad that there's a remix of it. But yeah, it is called.
I guess since like mine was a really short explanation, I can do one more.
Do you remember yours?
I do remember one. So I'm probably gonna get a little bit of backlash. I might get a little bit of heat for this because so many people went as a house, but I would love to see an Ice Nine Kill scare zone, similar to how the Rob Zombie zone was done.
So, Ice Nine Kills is a band that I have not
Yes.
listened to.
You would like them.
You're gonna
I
need to
really.
explain it a little bit.
So basically, they are a hard rock slash metal band that does horror based songs. There's this one song they have that I think is really cute. It's a cover of Jason's Mom, where it's rewritten to be about Jason Voorhees' mom. Right, no, not Jason's mom, Stacy's mom. They basically rewrite it to be about Jason's mom. And their most recent album that has gained them a lot of popularity is an album called Welcome to Horrorwood. It's really good. It basically, I think the lore behind it, I'm still getting into them. I think the lore behind it is that the front man, Spencer, has gone crazy and he's like killed his fiance and his bandmates. And I think each of the songs is about supposed to be about him like watching movies and going insane. I'm not sure though, but basically like each movie is based off like an iconic film. So like their most popular song, for instance, Hip to Be Scared, is covering like American Psycho. But again, I'm not a hardcore fan, so I probably completely butchered all of that. But yeah, I would love to see a scare zone of that album, similar to how Hillbilly Deluxe was presented back in 29.
It does make sense as a scare zone, and if they have like a really good reception to it, they could do it into a house. But I think it makes more sense to make it as a scare zone first, just to get people into it. But I have been meaning to listen to it. Same thing with the whole The Weeknd thing. I've just been waiting. I don't know for what. I could just listen to it off of streaming, but I'm like, oh no, I have to get the vinyl first. But yeah, I think we need a party zone.
Yes.
If not just to have a safer place for some people who aren't really into more of the horror stuff,
Yeah, for
but
sure.
just so we can go somewhere and have fun. I know a lot of people just take their drinks and then go. Or went into Hellbilly Deluxe. Is that the last one you want to do? All
I think that'll be it for me.
right. So, I don't know how to end this. I don't even know how I ended my first one. Thank you for listening. And let me know your ideas on all the stuff that me and Emma were talking about. And thank you to Emma for being on this episode.
It was an honor.
I was thinking my first guess has to be Emma. And I've been scared to ask you for the last week. Like, I made this package with all these pictures and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, like, I have to do this because I want my first guest to be Emma. So I was just scared and I didn't have time. But today I had time. So I just asked you and it worked out
Listen,
because.
don't ever be afraid to ask me. I promise I don't bite.
But thank you so much. It was so much easier doing this than recording it by myself, just
I
because.
bet. Yeah, every friend I have that has a podcast says that doing solo episodes is really hard.
But yeah, thank you so much, Emma.
Of
It's
course.
always so great to talk to you, even though we just send each other pictures of our cats and like
It's okay.
nature
That's
and
the
stuff.
best. That's like the best friendship. It's okay.
I can't wait to see you in October. Wait, in September. I'm gonna be there in
September, yeah.
September. So thank you so much. And
Of
thank you,
course.
everybody. This was Scary Cats. Goodbye.
Bye.
I'll talk to you later, Emma.
Okay, bye.
Try fish.
You can find Emma on Twitter at chainsaws_r_us, and you can find her Etsy shop at chainsaws_r_us. Thanks for listening, everybody. Make sure to check out everything that she does, and have a great day.